Audible Studios presents Time is the Simplest Thing, written by Clifford Simak, performed by Matthew Boston. Chapter 1. Finally, there came a time when man was ready to admit that he was barred from space. He had first suspected it in that day when Van Allen found the radiation belts that encircled Earth, and the men at Minnesota used balloons to trap the solar protons. But man had dreamed so long that even in the face of this he could not forsake the dream without giving it a try. So he went ahead and tried, and he kept on trying even after astronauts had died to prove he couldn't do it. Man was too frail for space. He died too easily. He died either of the primary radiations hurled out by the sun, or of the secondaries to which the metal of his ship gave birth. At length man knew the dream had failed, and there was a bitterness and a disillusion in looking at the stars, for the stars were farther now than they had ever been. After many years, after great thundering in the sky, after 100 million heartbreaks, man finally gave up. It was just as well he did. There was a better way. Chapter 2. Shepard Blaine sensed that he was in some sort of house, or if not a house exactly, in something's dwelling place. For there was an orderliness and a sense of proportion and a form which did not occur in nature. Even in an alien nature on the planet of an unknown star, far removed from Earth. His treads left no tracks upon the floor as